This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Before we begin, I just kind of have to talk about this. You know, I should really pay you guys for therapy. I don't see a therapist, but boy, is it really therapeutic talking to you guys about this. My husband and I kind of, you know, we're doing good, but I had kind of a little we're on the outs? No, I don't even think we're on the outs. We're doing okay. Well, we kind of had a fight yesterday, but it wasn't a fight. And to me, I think it uncovers some real deep-rooted problems we may have in our marriage. And I'm a little nervous about this one, so I want to talk to you guys about it, okay? No, he doesn't ask me to shave my legs anymore. He's used to that. No, I still get to keep the moo-moo. No. So what happened, and this is serious. You guys are going to think it's not too serious, but this, okay. Let me explain what happened last night, and then you guys tell me if you think I need to, you know, I guess start losing weight and plucking my eyebrows, because I'll have to find a new husband. I mean, I love him, but he could leave me over this. So what happened is, we haven't seen my mom in a while. And, I know. That was fine, okay? All right, things going good. No, I love my mom. And so I asked my mom if she wants me for brunch, and she says, how about dinner? And I'm like, that's good, you know? And I'm like, okay, now we have to spend more money. I'm joking. No. No, I like going to dinner. That's fine. My mom was busy at lunch. That's good. I love my mom. Okay. So then I asked the kids. I go, guys, we're going to go out to dinner with mom. Now, the kids are like, oh, good. We don't have to go to Fuddruckers or Taco Bell. We get to actually, you know, go to we get to go out to dinner and you know, get cloth napkins. And so they were all excited. And so my son goes, how about Cheesecake Factory? Because I guess he knows that my mom likes Cheesecake Factory. So I go, okay, we'll go to Cheesecake Factory, but on a Sunday, it's going to be kind of busy. So let's go early. Let's go at 5. I eat dinner early. I have to eat dinner early. I can't eat late. It helps me keep my weight less bad, okay? Can't say keep my weight down because it's not down. But anyway, so I go, you know what? Why don't we shoot for 4:30? My son, the older son, goes, no, 5. And my mom goes, 5 works for me. So, finally, group chat, done. We're going to meet my mom at Cheesecake Factory at 5. I'm like, okay, when we get there at 5, it shouldn't be as busy. I waited tables. I know how restaurants work. And we get there, and it's like a line gazoo. There's like a party of 20 in front of us. I don't know what the hell. So, I put in my name, and I go, Dahlia. I shouldn't put Dahlia in, because people may know who I am. You know, I should do like Natasha, something kind of sexier, because then maybe I'll get called sooner. And so I tell them it'll be about 30 minutes, but, you know, it could always be sooner. So my husband and the boys go, okay, we're going to go shopping and we're going to go and text us. Right, so I have to do the wait. And all of a sudden now they multitask. You're talking about three guys who leave their underwear, leave their socks, leave the dishes, right, will just unilaterally play a video game without even, you know, scratching, okay? They can't multitask at all, but all of a sudden there's a wait at Cheesecake Factory. Now they decide to multitask and make good use of their time. One even decides to go get some groceries at Target. I'm like, of all the times, the whole purpose was to spend time with my mom. So now I'm left alone with my mom. And that's okay. We could talk. It's okay. I'm used to it. I know how to, you know, talk to my mom. We're good. So that's not the problem. Well, they call us early. And, you know, my mom, you know, was like, look, I'm a senior citizen and, you know, I'll get hypoglycemic or whatever. So anyway, she got us in the early. So we sit down and I know that big table is a coming because you could see that party. You could see the chairs and the setup and the staff running around. And so I waited tables. I know exactly how this works. The kitchen is going to be slammed with the order because they have to do the order all at once. You can't just do one plate at a time. So I'm like, we better get our order in now because we skipped lunch. Well, where's my husband? Where's the kids? Nowhere to be found. So I'm texting them, whatever. Well, one's at Target, whatever. So then they get there late. And the waitress decides to, well, I'll come back. And then she never comes back. So now the table of 16 is sat and got their order in. So then she comes, takes our order, and I am just a fuming. I am looking at my husband with, I'm going to divorce you eyes. I mean, I was like so mad because I was hungry. Okay? And so we put the order in. And then we get the order way after the party of 16. So now it's like an hour, hour and a half. Now, mind you, the food was good and the service was good. I mean, the manager was excellent. The waitress was, the food server was nice. But now it's an hour and a half later and I'm finally getting my meat. I ordered steak Diane. I don't know. I was hungry and I wanted to order the most expensive thing on the menu because I was so mad at my husband. I guess steak Diane is supposed to be French, named after Diane. I'd love there to be a steak Dahlia. There really should be a steak Dahlia. I don't know. It's probably googly-eyed and falling off the plate and a lot of fat and grizzle, but that's okay. Yeah, make a steak Dahlia restaurant, and I swear, man, I will be there every day. So we get our food or whatever, but I, the whole time, kind of like, I just got quiet. When I'm mad, I get quiet. I don't yell. I just get quiet, and I ate my steak Diane. I couldn't even finish. I go, I can't finish it because, you know, it took so long. All right? And I go, guys, I know how things cycle in a restaurant. Okay, don't be leaving. Let me order. So Corey goes, all I did was leave and go to a store. And he stood up to me. He's never stood up to me. And that's why I think he's going to leave me. And he basically looked at me like I was total cray-cray, right, for being mad that we had to wait an hour and a half for our food. So we finished our meal. And, you know, I put the divorce eyes away. And I was kind of nice, and I thought about makeup sex, but I really didn't want to shave my legs, so we skipped that last night. But we're okay today, but that was a close one. I've never been that close to divorce. Guys, oh my gosh. I mean, that was just too close for comfort. So my recommendation to all of you is, first, guys, listen to the wife. If she knows what she's talking about, anybody who's had restaurant experience in the family, listen to them. Because they know exactly how things go down, and they will be ticked if you don't listen to them. And second, ladies, give your hubbies a little slack, especially if they multitask, because you may never see them multitask again. All right, 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On the Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. I had to think about which show I was doing because I just do so many shows, right? Yeah. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this made headlines. Fox News is reporting that a marijuana lollipop might have triggered a man's heart attack. Lollipop. Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, lolly, lolly. Yeah, lollipops are supposed to be benign. Nothing bad supposed to happen to a lollipop. I think the lollipop is one of the most dangerous things out there. I am scared to death of lollipops. I just always have. Just like, I'm not scared of clowns, so I don't like them. I don't like clowns. I don't like lollipops. I can't stand hot air balloons. If I see a hot air balloon, I don't do well. I just think it's going to fall. I don't understand why there are certain things that, you know, people think are just like all benign. Cotton candy, I'm good with. I am great with cotton candy. I am great with a chocolate bar. But a lollipop, I don't like lollipops. I think it's because the stick is longer than the sucking part. I think it's because when I ate a lollipop, my mom and dad would always yell at me to not run around. Well, I like to run around as a kid. And if you have to sit and stay still to enjoy a lollipop, I'm like, don't give me the lollipop. I mean, tech with the lollipop, I want to run around. And so I was hyper as a kid. I still am. I love running around. But to actually sit still to eat a lollipop, to me, wasn't very fun. And then the lollipop took forever to get through. You're sucking on the lollipop, and then you look at it, it's still there. And then, now, some of you love that. You're like, oh, well, that's good, because then the candy lasts forever. You're getting bigger bang for your buck. I'm like, this is taking forever. I'm like, this is, it's ridiculous. So then you chew the lollipop, right? And you're like, you know what? I'm going to bite the lollipop and just eat the lollipop. And then my mom said, I'm going to crack my teeth. And I'm like, no, I'm not. Well, I almost did crack my tooth on a lollipop. So that, I don't really like it. I'm not really a big fan. And, you know, they had fentanyl lollipops. They had, you know, now they have, I guess, marijuana lollipops. So, it's interesting. It's interesting. All right, we'll tell you a little bit about the history of the lollipop. But I want to talk to you about marijuana first. And so, apparently we have this man who possibly got a heart attack from his marijuana. He's 70 years old. And he wanted to try edible marijuana to see if it reduced the pain from his osteoarthritis and help him sleep. He had smoked pot in his youth, but he never tried edible. Now, this was published in the study Canadian Journal of Cardiology. So he consumed an entire marijuana lollipop. You're not really supposed to reuse lollipops, right? You're supposed to eat it and then throw it out, right? So this marijuana lollipop, unfortunately, had 90 milligrams of THC, 12 times the dose of a typical joint. Within a half hour, he experienced fearful hallucinations and then crushing chest pain. He was taken to the hospital. Doctors diagnosed him with a heart attack. He had a history of heart disease, was taking several medications, but he had not experienced a heart problem for over 2 years. So the authors do believe that this large dose of THC, which is the psychedelic component of the marijuana, put a sudden and unexpected strain on the heart. It then increases heart rate, caused hallucinations and anxiety, therefore causing blood pressure to rise and more heart rate going up. Stress hormone catecholamine got released. All of that could affect on the heart. Now, this new case is one of many reports. 2014, there was a young man in the UK who had a heart attack after smoking marijuana. We've also talked about, I've had this on my show, I've talked about this, where there was a link between cardiomyopathy and heart failure. The younger the patients, the more at risk they are to sudden heart death and heart failure to marijuana. There was a study a couple years ago linking marijuana to transient ventricular regional ballooning, TVRB, which is a ballooning of part of the heart muscle, not allowing it to pump right, hence heart failure. So this isn't the first time. In 2016, there was a study out of St. Luke's University Hospital, and it found marijuana to cause stress cardiomyopathy. That is also a ballooning. And drugs can do that as well. Being sorrowful during a death and being in grieving can also cause that. But unfortunately, this TVRB is something that we are seeing more and more, you know, times linked to marijuana. Now, the reason why people will, you know, not believe this hype because they're like, whoa, Dr. Dahlia, hold the phone. Wait a second. Marijuana's been around for decades. And now that it's legalized, we're hearing it could cause heart problems. I don't buy it. We should have heard about it decades ago. Well, yes, I agree. All right, if there was a link, we should have heard about it in the 60s and 70s. But think about it. Okay, I mean, when I was an ER doc, I asked about drug use. But if I had a guy with a heart attack, or he couldn't speak too much, and he said no to that answer really quickly, I'm not really going to go that much farther. I'm going to address his heart attack. Then I'm going to get him admitted, or if I have to transfer him somewhere. And then that's the end of that. And I don't go into the marijuana history. So before the whole legalization of marijuana, if I was in an acute care setting, I didn't really spend that much time on, oh, you smoked marijuana, there was a link. Because, again, I had to get the guy stabilized and get him transferred. So it wasn't me. Now, what about the cardiologist? Could the cardiologist have done it? He could have. The cardiologist all these years could have done it. But, again, their job is the heart. You know, if somebody denies that they smoke marijuana, not everybody's going to get a drug test. They do have a right to some privacy. So I'm sure the average person, when marijuana was illegal, said no. Last thing they want is the police coming because they admitted to have done something illegal. So my guess is many of the heart attacks that we have had, you know, that might have occurred in pot smokers, there was always the link. It's just it wasn't really publicized. So the inhalation of smoke may be worse than edible. We're still trying to figure that out. People are asking me, is it safer to eat it than smoke it? For the most part, I'd say yes. I don't like people bothering the lungs and making the lungs do things that they weren't designed to do, like filtering out cannabis and THC. However, people who smoke could get away with less dose than edible. And so with this lollipop, they're having multiple servings of THC. I don't understand why they would do that with the lollipop because, I mean, you know, you lick a lollipop, it's already kind of dirty. You're supposed to throw it out. But apparently a lot of these lollipops are designed for multiple licks. Just doesn't make sense. So the history of the lollipop, this is interesting. They say the oldest precursor of today's lollipop, this is being reported by GroovyCandies.com, was from ancient Africa and Asia. Archaeologists believe that Chinese, Arabs, and Egyptians all produced fruit and nut confections that they candied in honey, which serves as a preservative, and inserted sticks into making it to make it easier to eat. During the Middle Ages, they said the nobility would often eat boiled sugar with the aid of sticks or handles. In the 17th century, sugar became more available in Europe, and so the English enjoyed boiled sugar candy treats and inserted sticks into them. So in America, they think maybe before the Civil War, but they say George Smith of New Haven, Connecticut, claimed to be the first to invent the modern-style lollipop, and that was 1908. He used the idea of putting candy on a stick to make it easier to eat. Initially, lollipops were soft rather than hard candy. Oh, I would prefer a soft candy. And then with automation, they were able to make multiple lollipops. Apparently, in 1908, they could make 2,400 lollipops per hour. And then in 1912, a Russian immigrant, Samuel Born, invented a machine that inserted sticks into candy. So then they could make a lot. Now, lollipop means tongue slap. Apparently, that's according to linguists. And they believe that London street vendors were the ones that coined the name. Some suggest lollipop may be a word of Romani origin related to the Roma tradition of selling toffee apples on a stick. I guess red apple is called lollifaba. Huh, that's really interesting. So lollipop, they believe, came from 1931, where George Smith trademarked the name and named them after a popular racing horse called Lollipop. Oh, lolly, 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 lollipop. Lollipop. Alright, I'm a fan of the song, not the candy. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now save up to 50% at the Big Chair event. That's up to 50% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 16th, 2019.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The man accused of killing 11 people and wounding several others at a Pittsburgh synagogue last October, Robert Bowers, in court today, now facing an additional 19 federal charges. That's on top of the 44 charges Bowers already pled not guilty to in November. As the weekend began, there was talk that a bipartisan committee of lawmakers might be close to a deal that could provide border security the president would sign on to and avert a government shutdown this Friday. But as the weekend ended, well, everything turned the other direction. Here's Congressman Tom Graves, the Republican from Georgia.
We were, progressing well. I thought we were tracking pretty good over the last week, and it just seems over the last, 24 hours or so, the goalposts have been moving from the Democrats. And at the end of the day, we have an obligation that's to protect our nation and provide the proper border security.
This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hello. Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good. Because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say the world's insects could be wiped out within a century. No, don't start clapping. No, that's catastrophic. Yeah, they're upset. Yeah, this is a crisis now. Insects being wiped out is a crisis. I understand we don't like malaria. We don't like Zika. Typhus. Going around L.A., I was on John and Jillian today, KBC this morning, talking about the typhus outbreak in City Hall and the rats running around the place, as well as rodents. just kidding. We critters seem to really hold their own when it comes to the food chain and when it comes to nature. I mean, we're big, strong humans, and we're highly civilized, and we're very smart. We make pesticides and things like that. You know, but I mean, insects have been able to still persist and overcome and live and mutate and do their thing and attack us. And we talked about mosquitoes feeding. We talked about that last week. There's some smart critters out there. Well, now they say that there's going to be an insect apocalypse. And people are worried about it. I'm not, but there is a global scientific review. So usually when a bunch of global minds get together, we all, like, listen because nobody else wants to do that job. So this study found 41% of all insect species are in decline. And the loss of these animals, even though an insect isn't an animal, will trigger a catastrophic collapse of the plant's ecosystems. Scientists at the University of Sydney revealed the total mass of insects was found to be falling by 2.5% a year and may go extinct within a century. Okay, so we'll be good. Yeah, our grandkids are going to have to deal with it. They say the startling claims rely on no conservation efforts being successful. Yeah, save the flea isn't really a campaign we see people get behind. And they say the famously durable and adaptable insect phylum failing to adapt to the ongoing natural flux. There were too many F's in that sentence. I just don't get it. Insects have long been heralded, according to Daily Mail, as great survivors of the animal kingdom. And it would require an astonishing degree of destruction to eradicate them permanently. I'm not worried. I'm not scared. Oh, my gosh. They have a picture of two bugs mating. Oh, my gosh. Dude, I shouldn't be looking at that. Yeah, there's one bug on top of another bug. I shouldn't be looking at that. Come on. This is supposed to be a rated G show. Yeah, it's a Shutterstock image of two. The beetles are beautiful. They're really nice and blue and pretty, but I do not want to see beetles have sex. That's a problem. So they're doing fine. If they're having sex, they're fine. So they say, researchers have defended the hyperbolic claims and insist that they are not alarmists. Yeah, we always make fun of researchers. We're like, hopefully nobody listens to a researcher. You know, like in the movies, a researcher will come out and say, oh, yeah, I think the earthquake's coming. You know, the San Andreas Fault is coming. And nobody listens. They're like, yeah, you're a scientist. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. But a blonde runs out into the middle of the street, you know, with, you know, big breasts going, oh, my gosh, you know, the sky is falling. Everybody listens. That's why I dyed my hair blonde. I mean, nobody took me seriously as a scientist. I had to wear, you know, tighter bras, and I had to dye my hair blonde. And all of a sudden, everybody's like, oh, let's hear what Dr. Dahlia has to say. I know how it works, people. I'm not stupid. I'm not stupid. I know how it works. So anyway, the findings build on previous claims that Earth has entered its sixth mass extinction. We've had six extinctions? I just count dinosaurs. Oh, no, 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 no. Noah's Ark and the Flood, nothing should have been extinct because everything should have made it onto the Ark. So I think we're good. Although I don't know how Noah and his sons repopulated the Earth. That I still have to figure out. I got to reread that Bible story. I mean, I'm assuming the Flood wasn't the whole world. I'm assuming the Flood was a part of the world. And then they landed, and then the sons were able to make more babies. But, yeah. So anyway, so the findings build on previous claims. They say the first claim of extinction was the giant asteroid that slammed into modern-day Mexico and triggered the demise of dinosaurs 66 million years ago. That scares me. That we could all be just sitting there, you know, playing Jenga one day, and some asteroid hits us and we're done. You know? God could get mad at us and just flick an asteroid our way. That scares me. I hope you guys have been praying. Are you guys being good? Are you guys praying? And nobody, you know, say the Lord's name in vain. Everybody today, honestly, I'm freaked out about this whole asteroid thing. Everybody find the Ten Commandments and, you know, make sure you're following them. Including honor thy mother and father. I know. Well, honoring doesn't mean text or call. It just means not to make fun of them, all right? So, they say the speed at which insects are dying out is 8 times faster than that of mammals, birds, and reptiles. Well, good. I'd rather they be the ones to die, not us. And they say, sorry, apologize for all the commentary. They say insect numbers were found to be dwindling at an unprecedented rate, and this prompted the researchers to issue a stark warning to the public. writing in the ground above breaking paper. Oh, it's a groundbreaking paper. Oh, I write something that's not groundbreaking. The researchers used an unusually forceful manner to drive the message home. Ooh, okay. They worked up a sweat. They started to flex some research muscle. This is getting sexy. Its condemning tone, ooh, is against the norm for scientific papers. Oh, yeah, that is. See, they're getting, these scientists, the researchers can be pretty sexy. But it was deemed necessary by the authors of the study and the editors of the journal in order to bring the global crisis into view. So they spent a lot of time talking about how the researchers were kind of forceful. So how do researchers talk when they're forceful? Well, when researchers talk, they go, this is serious. We have a problem. And everyone's like, oh, well, okay, that's, you know, it's nothing like, you know, Schwarzenegger or, you know, Bruce Willis, you know, my old school, you know, badasses. So anyway, so they say intensive agriculture is found to be the root cause of the problem. Insect genocide, climate change, urbanization, habitat loss, disease, introduction of invasive species. I think a problem also with our insects is we try to genetically modify them. Don't start messing with nature. Nature knows what to do. And you want to know what? Maybe certain species are supposed to go extinct. I mean, did anybody ever think about that? I am so glad we don't have saber-tooths and woolly mammoths running around the place. And I'm really glad we don't have dinosaurs. You're telling me that we need to help the insects? I think God and nature did right with getting rid of the dinosaurs. I don't think we would have done very well with dinosaurs, personally. I just don't see myself being a neighbor with a T-Rex. So if nature and God are getting rid of some bugs, who are we to interfere? Now, I get it. I get it. If man is doing things that was never designed, right, you know, to mess with nature, like, you know, we have our factories, and I don't think we're causing climate change, but some people think we do. But, I mean, if we are driving our car and driving over an ant hole, I get it, okay? And I can see how urbanization can clear out certain areas, but I don't, you know, see us destroying a whole species, okay? Bugs, just ants, will set up in your house, you know, or they'll live in your doggy dish, or, you know? So, I get it, you know, I saw a bee story, and, you know, the bee story with Jerry Seinfeld said if we don't have the bees, we don't have flowers, I get that, but, I would just say, you know what, let's just kind of, you know, let nature take its course, okay, just for the love of God, don't let anything happen to cattle, because I really need to eat steak, and don't let anything happen to cocoa beans, because I need chocolate. If you guys could protect the cocoa beans, if you could protect steak, I'm fine. And protect humans, too. They come third. Okay, I have it. All right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go in.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Don't we? We really do. We love our teachers. Maybe as kids, we don't like our teachers. You know, it's interesting. When I think back to school, I only think kindly of my teachers. I don't think of the mean ones when I think back. I think back to the teachers who I really, really loved. And I guess maybe it's because I kind of think of the positive in my life. I'm sure if you had a teacher that, you know, made fun of you and, you know, ridiculed you and made you wear the dunce cap. I do. Mr. Eby did that to me in the third grade. He made me wear a dunce cap, and I sat there and cried the whole time. It was so embarrassing. I mean, he was correct. I mean, in retrospect, I should have probably worn the dunce cap most of my childhood, but, you know, I hated him, and he was mean, and he was my art teacher, which is probably why I never did well in art. You know, art teachers, they really influence us, and they have a lot of power. which is why I respect them. They have a lot of power. Kids may shape their whole future based on what a teacher tells them they can or cannot do, or what they have proficiency in. Now, I went to 12 schools, and I thought that was a bad thing, but I think for me it was a good thing, because it didn't give a teacher a chance to say I was an idiot. You know, it gave multiple teachers a chance to say I was an idiot. Well, I was a good student. The one theme I had pervading in school was they were perplexed by me, because I would sit there in class and make jokes. It didn't matter if I was in first grade or eighth grade or high school. I would find an area of the class, usually in the back, and I would just, as they pitched a one-liner, I would slam back something funny. And my whole goal was to make the class laugh. And I would be kind of disruptive. It was funny. Most of the stuff it was funny. I had some good material. It was on the fly. And even in medical school, I should probably include medical school and college with this too. The problem is I would get good grades. And the teachers would be like, they'd call me up and they'd say, look, you're in trouble. I'm sending you for detention. And I'm like, oh my gosh, did I fail the test? No, you actually got the highest grade in the class, but you're sitting there in the back of class and you're disrupting the others. Now, it wasn't a competitive thing. I wasn't trying to mess anybody up. I just didn't really, I wanted to be in school, but I wanted to entertain. And I liked making people laugh. And they were bored. Once I saw that the class was bored, when the teacher would just say something, and I told you guys, the very first time I, put on my little comedic shoes was Mr. Bree, my second grade teacher, I think it was at Pueblo Elementary in Arizona. Mr. Bree wanted to show us second graders what happens with water and salt and evaporation. And I'm so stupid. And so he's talking about how he's going to fill a glass of water, put a bunch of salt in it, and watch, by tomorrow the water will be gone, the salt will be there, and the water will have gone into the atmosphere, up into the air right here in the room. So, I'm a second grader, so I'm not really, I haven't really honed in on my comedic skills, but for second grade, I go, oh man, we need to bring our babies. I'm so stupid, I'm sorry. We need to bring our bathing suits, oh my gosh, and a beach towel. Oh, we're going to get all wet. I don't know, it was stupid. But I made the class laugh. And even Mr. Bree looked at me and smiled, right? And I was like, okay, you know what? This stuff is a lot more fun than what we're learning. And so anytime we had a certain project, I would throw a little bit of comedy to it. So the teachers, when they would try and talk some sense into me, they would try to tell me to shut the hell up. And they would try to say, look, you have a lot of gifts, but you're not going to be, you're not going to get there if you don't take things seriously. But I'm like, but I do take things seriously. That's why I got an A on the test. I take school really seriously. I never want to miss a day. I never want to. And I would argue with them, like, what's wrong with me? I'm perfect the way I am. And they just look at me like, okay, just go. So I never gave teachers the chance to say something that would steer me in one direction or the other. One teacher asked what I wanted to do in life, and I said I want to be in show business, and they looked at me like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. They go, but if that doesn't work, what else do you want to be? Go, oh, I want to be a doctor. So I either want to be a doctor or in show business. And you see them kind of like, well, I don't know if you're going to make it through either. So they're like, all right, carry on. And again, they didn't know how to advise me, which is good, because honestly, if a teacher had told me, because I really, really liked my teachers, if a teacher had told me back then, no, don't go there, I might not have. I mean, I really, really took what teachers said to heart. You know, still, I have students call me all the time, and I know them all personally because I know their name. And they ask me about, you know, what specialty they should go into. And, you know, I'm like, look, you know, you're a green, you're a blue, you're a red. You know, you have this, you know, little fight in, you know, to you. So you might be more surgeon and, you know, ER. Or you really like to think. You really know how to calculate. You're really cerebral. Maybe you should go into internal medicine or nephrology or, you know, internal medicine. Or they're a blue. You know, where, you know what, you really, really like to unite people. You like to, you know, make sure everybody's, you know, kind of happy. You like peace. You like to, you know, you're very loving. You like to hug. Maybe go into more pediatrics or family or psychology, psychiatry, whatever. And so, you know, people always seem to, they'll go to a teacher for that kind of advice. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is we have teachers striking in Denver, which we'll talk about in the next hour. But, I don't think people utilize teachers to the degree that they should. And one is, I think it's because they're intimidated and they think, oh, you know what? I really can't go there with my teacher. And for me, my students, I didn't even know where I could go with my students in terms of what advice I could give them until students came and said, you know, look, you know, me and my wife are having trouble getting pregnant. You know, we've tried everything and she's off the birth control. And so I would, you know, talk to them about, you know, how to increase her chance. People were concerned about, you know, not having sex before marriage and how they would then perform on their honeymoon. And so I'm like, well, I talk to them about that. People talk to me about dating. People would talk to me about, you know, how to keep a relationship while going to school, what they liked about medicine, what they didn't like about medicine. And then I found out that I was able to not just give advice on how to pass a test, but how to navigate through life in a profession. And there's a lot of teachers out there that are a wealth of that kind of information. And they actually love being asked. Now, some things they can't handle, like the sex question. Sometimes don't talk to the teacher about sex, you know? But there, I didn't realize that there was such a dearth of resources for people to go to talk about things that really kind of concern them, you know? That they think is a issue, an impedance, something that they may do on a daily basis that they think they're wrong to do, and but they do it, and it ends up being that natural. And, you know, I don't want to go into too many specifics, but you could just guess. A lot of people, they just don't know where to go or where to talk to. So they'll go on to Google, but they're afraid to do that because of their search history. And so, you know, you have teachers out there that could really give a lot of advice in terms of life and sleep and, you know, relationships and studies. So, you know, appreciate them. Give them a hug, you know, and use them for what they can really do. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Homemakers,
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.